right, let's talk about Hannah's birth control for a second. If other women have ever struggled with birth control, because I know this is common, and you've had some advice or guidance, it's because Hannah's kind of trying to figure it out. I feel like a lot of women are just trying to figure it out, because women's bodies are impressive and crazy all at the same time. 314-531-9898. I know this has been a huge issue for you for a long time now. So what's going on?
Yeah, so I've kind of always struggled with taking birth control. I got on it when I was 16 for a multitude of reasons. I used to have really bad acne, and so it helps with that. I wanted to kind of regulate my hormones, wanted to help with that, and also to protect myself from having a child. And my body's kind of always struggled with it. I went through a lot of weight gain, weight loss, hormone problems. I've had to switch from going to like a pill to an IUD, yada, yada. And I've really been dealing with a ton of like uncomfortability lately.
Like the IUD is uncomfortable?
Yes. And the side effects are as well. Like I am not healthy right now.
Really? My wife hated it. She did the pill thing when we first started like dating back in high school. And I remember she had to have a conversation with her mom, like, hey, are you guys sexually active? And all that that came with it. And so she had tried the pill and she hated the side effects, like hated the weight gain, hated the way her body felt on it. So it was super relatable that you would try different things. And ultimately, it's really hard to figure out what works for your body.
It is really, really hard for me to figure it out. I've had so many different doctor's appointments. Like, I feel like I'm calling them, like, every month. I'm like, no, like, my body is not handling this right. I can't tell what to do. And so today, actually, after the show, I'm going to have another appointment. And I can't decide whether I want to stay on this birth control or whether I want to take it out. And I'm not even really struggling with the fact of like, oh, I'm worried, like, if I'm not on it, I'll have a baby. Like, obviously, I know preventatives and I know how to take care of all that. Yeah. Now I'm to the point where I'm worried about myself being off of birth control because I don't remember how I was before I took it. Like, ooh. I was 16. I don't remember how my mind felt or how my body felt or how I handled myself back then. Like, I don't want to change myself. Like, I love who I am, but I'm just nervous because I don't remember who I was before taking it. I've been taking it for that long. So now I just feel like stuck. Like it's crazy that like taking this pill could change your body, change your mind. And so I'm kind of scared to get off of it.
I feel like a lot of women too can feel like alone. Like I'm the only one. This is not working for me and my body.
No, everybody has such different experiences. So I feel like alone.
So yeah, do you feel like you have some advice, like, oh, I went through some of this. Have you tried this? Have you gone this way or this route? Can you give her some guidance? 314-531-9898. Because I think, AB, you don't do anything, right?
No, I've never been on birth control.
You've never been on birth control. Mm-hmm. So AB has no advice for a girl from here. Because you've never experienced the changes of what your body goes through when you're on birth control. Have you? 314-531-9898. Hannah needs some advice on birth control. She's been dealing with some issues for a very, very long time about how uncomfortable her body feels on it. If you've ever gone through a similar situation and she's contemplating getting her IUD removed, right? And getting off birth control for the first time, but that makes you nervous.
I'm debating it. I still haven't decided what I want to do.
Okay, Tabitha, this one, you went through basically the exact same situation. What was your situation, Tabitha?
Yeah, well, Hannah, first off, don't be afraid. So I went on birth control when I was 13, so like right when I started my period.
Wow.
Yeah, so my body didn't even have a chance to like do its own thing. I was on that until I got married, so I got off of it at age like 24, 25. And my body is totally fine. It knew what to do. And it's actually like super regular when I compare myself to other women. Like I know the exact day I'm going to start. So I almost feel like it like set your body's routine for you. So I wouldn't be afraid.
That's really comforting to know, like, that I shouldn't be afraid of my body off of it to hear your story.
Women's bodies are pretty incredible. You're like, yeah, my body knew what to do. And Women are also crazy, like, when I compare myself to other women. This is what you guys chat around? Like, guys don't do that. Like, hey, so when are you? When are you going to get your period?
What's your cycle?
Yeah, we don't have, like, cycle conversations. Right. Guys' conversations are a little different. We're like, hey, did you see the World Series last night? Cool. That's it. Sarah, you're a human sexuality professor?
That's correct.
All right. So
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Both men and women have hormone surges through the month, and so I just wanted to update you on that.
Oh,
men
so
have testosterone surges, and women have estrogen and progesterone.
That
changes.
Makes so much sense.
Kevin, you and I need to start talking about our cycles more and see if we can sync them up, brother.
Hey, you were moody last week, Brett.
That's funny.
Yeah. So my recommendation would be when you have your IUD removed to talk with your doctor about the mini pill to see if that particular pill would be helpful or something in that grouping, because it's just the estrogen related. Maybe you won't need it. Maybe you would like to have it, but it's just like have it on hand.
Okay. Good great advice. Thank you. Super helpful. See, that's why we do it. Like, our listeners are like our friends and our family. So we just call people up and we're like, we don't know anything. You can't ask, like, AB, who's not on birth control, and Kevin and I are useless. So we'll just call.
Yeah, exactly.
We got a friend that's a human sexuality professor. We'll just call up Sarah. And then, boom, that's
just
how it gets
keep
done.
My number if you guys need me for future reference.
I need you in a lot of ways.